USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he found the whistleblower allegations to be both disturbing and credible that led to an impeachment inquiry being opened against President Trump.
I can understand why the Inspector General found them credible, even without the benefit yet of the Inspector General's full analysis.
The president said there was no quid pro quo in the July phone call with Ukraine's president on his political rival, Joe Biden.
And the Democrats did this hoax during the United Nations week. It was perfect. Because this way, it takes away from these tremendous achievements that we're taking care of doing.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney called the rough transcript of the call deeply troubling. The acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, testifies before Congress on Thursday on the whistleblower complaint. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump is once again condemning Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Opening a meeting on Venezuela at the United Nations General Assembly in New York City, the president said Maduro is vicious and corrupt.
We will stand with the Venezuelan people every single day until they are finally freed from this horrible and brutal oppression. They will be freed.
Trump insisting there must be a peaceful constitutional transition of power in the South American country. The U.S. recognizes opposition leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate leader of Venezuela. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street, investors were happy as stocks closed higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 163 points, the S&P 500 up 18, and the NASDAQ up 84 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said he's committed to normalizing relations with North Korea as he tries to obtain a summit with leader Kim Jong-un. In a speech to the United Nations General Assembly, Abe, the only world leader in North Asia who has yet to meet with Kim, offered to meet with the North Korean leader without any preconditions. Previously, he proposed a summit with Pyongyang at the UN. Last year, the Japanese Prime Minister called for the resolution of the abduction issue, which could be resolved through a new start or a direct meeting with Kim. The two sides have made little progress in negotiations, despite some lower-level meetings regarding abducted Japanese in Mongolia in 2018. Tokyo still recognizes a dozen of the abductees, though Pyongyang has said none of them are alive. North Korea's lack of cooperation on the issue comes at a time when it's returned to test weapons systems. The Kim regime has also turned down South Korean calls for cooperation while remaining open to restarting working-level talks with the United States. Abe endorsed President Trump's North Korean policy, which Trump defended before the UN earlier in the day as bold diplomacy. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.